Everyone, it's Lotus FM. Welcome to Style in the City. Welcome to our medical feature. This morning, it is called Hey Doc. Breast cancer is one of the most researched and understood cancers of our time. This reassuring fact, however, does not detract from the very real emotions experienced on receipt of a breast cancer diagnosis. Yet, the reality is that it needn't be a death sentence with high survival rates if detected and treated early enough, of course. Specialist surgeon Dr. Fatima Hussain of Applestate Hussain Associates shares more insights. Dr. Hussain is an expert in breast health and breast cancer. We have already kicked off Breast Cancer Awareness Month. She's here to share the latest details on this very common cancer. If you have a question regarding our topic, then send it to 071-613-7803. Good morning, Doctor. Welcome back to Lotus FM. How are you doing?
I am well, thank you. How are you? Thank you for having me, to you and your listeners.
Well, I'm doing fab. Thank you for asking and thank you for making the time to chat with us this morning as well, Doctor.
It's my pleasure. It's my absolute pleasure.
Dr. Hussain, please talk to us about the various methods of breast cancer screening that are available to South Africans.
So breast cancer screening is done in different ways. The majority of breast cancer screening is done in the form of a mammogram and an ultrasound. We like to do both, the mammogram and the ultrasound, because it increases there are certain lesions that you can see better with a mammogram, and there are certain lesions that are sometimes more visible or more easily identified on ultrasound. So if you combine the two together, it gives a much better a diagnostic rate, to put it that way. There are certain people that, especially the younger woman under the age of 40, where their breasts are very, very dense. If we're going to do screening for those women, we would do it probably just with ultrasound, or the better screening method for them would be an MRI. Now, other people, for example, genetic risk, where their risk is significantly higher than the normal or the general population, and in those women, breast MRI is also the suggested form of screening.
So, Doctor, which one of these methods would you say is most effective?
The most effective one is the mammogram and the ultrasound. That's why it's the most commonly done procedure. The more accurate one, some would say, is the MRI of the breast. But there are advantages and disadvantages. MRI takes a lot longer to do. It also has a little bit of a... it can detect things that are not necessarily there. So it has some say it has a high false positive rate. But also it takes long, and there are not many MRI machines, so accessibility is not that good to with MRI. So the better screening methods and the more effective one for the vast majority of patients and people are the mammogram and the ultrasound.
Doctor, I think, you know, this question is kind of really important, especially for people to have an understanding and more awareness around this. Do young women stand better chances of surviving breast cancer than older women?
I think that age doesn't have as much to do with it as the stage at which it's diagnosed. Younger women have, I think, a higher, they're generally healthier, so they go through their treatments a lot better, with less side effects, I would say, than older women. But younger women tend to have more aggressive tumors. And because they don't go as regularly for screening, I mean, everyone knows that to go for screening for your breast cancer over the age of 40, often they don't get diagnosed as early as the older woman. They get diagnosed with more advanced cancers. And so we tend to diagnose a cancer at a later stage, obviously has a slightly poorer prognosis than one that is diagnosed at a fairly early stage or screen detected lesion. But that does not mean that it can't be cured or it can't be treated by no means. Cancers at any stage can be treated.
Mm-hmm. We'll chat about treatment shortly. Before that, doctor, let's talk about breast cancer in men. Do men get the same type or types of breast cancer as women?
They get similar types of breast cancer to women. Actually, they more commonly get hormone receptor sensitive breast cancer, and that just means that it is sensitive to hormone blocking agents, or it's the hormones in the body that causes the tumors to grow. So that, and that is the vast majority or the most common type of breast cancer that is seen in women. So although breast cancer in men is extremely rare, the types that they get is extremely similar to the ones that are seen in women.
And what is the incidence of breast cancer in men?
So it depends on which registry you read. So if you read the National Cancer Registry, it's about 1 in 500. Other registries quote something like 1 in 1,000. There is a dependency on race. So a black population tends to get breast cancer more than the Caucasian population. But... That said, it is extremely rare. It is not one of the most common cancers that is seen in the male population.
All right, we're going to take a quick song break and be right back to find out more from specialist surgeon Dr. Fatima Hussain. Our topic this morning is breast cancer. You have a question, then WhatsApp 071-613-7803.
Treat you quite as good.